Welcome to this demonstration of two ARM sports bands for your Apple devices. And today I'm just going to quickly talk about two ARM bands, one for your iPod Nano 7th generation, and the other one, of course, for the iPhone 6S, which I'm currently using. And in relation to the iPhone ARM sports band, you can get them either for currently the one that I'm using, either for the 6S or iPhone 6, and you can also order it for the iPhone 6 Plus or iPhone 6S Plus, i.e. the 4.7-inch screen or the 5.5-inch screen. And for both types of armbands, for the Nano and or the iPhone, of course, you can get them in different colors. I should say, in starting off, the construction of the arm bands are fairly similar to both. So basically what you have is a water-resistant pouch that the iPod Nano 7th generation or the iPhone slides into. And of course, then you have a plastic window over the touchscreen of the Nano or the iPhone that, of course, you can then do your usual gestures on. At one end of where you slide it into the pouch, you've got a little flap that you can flick over to cover the end of the Nano or iPhone. And then on the Nano ARM sports band, you have a long strap that's got small perforations in it. And one side of that, of course, is the Velcro, because you're going to be wrapping it around your arm to attach the sports band to your arm. And the perforations, you can feel them on both sides. The smooth side, which goes against your skin, and the rough side, which is the Velcro. At the end of that strap, you've got a little tag, which of course comes around to the other side of the armband and fits through a long D-ring. So put that through now. And then of course that comes through there and then back on itself to then go onto the Velcro. If I grab my iPod Nano here, basically what I've got is I've got the D-ring closest to me and I've got the strap furthest away from me on the other side of the actual pouch. So on the left-hand edge, as I'm holding it, I've got to open up that little flap and then grab my iPod Nano and stick it in with the touchscreen facing up with the home button facing to the right, because when I stick it in down the bottom right hand side of the pouch underneath, i.e. closest to my arm when it's on, is the hole if you want to plug in a headphone jack. I don't tend to recommend that for voiceover users. I use both of my ARM sports band for the Nano and the iPhone with my Bluetooth headphones, because I don't like wires hanging around. As I said, I've got the iPod Nano 7th generation with the home button to the right, so the actual headphone jack is at the bottom right edge of the iPod Nano. So I'm just going to slide it into the pouch. There it goes. And then the little flap just folds quite nicely around over the end of the iPod Nano. If you feel underneath the pouch, you've got a tiny little pocket. It's not really big enough for a credit card, but you could probably stick in your house key into that. So when you stick it on, what I normally have is I have the headphone jack end of the iPod Nano facing down towards my elbow. What I'm going to do is take the strap, and I'm still holding it with the D-ring closest to me and the strap on the further side. So bringing the strap around and sticking it through the D-ring. And now I'm just going to hold that with my hand and slide it onto my arm at the top and then pull the tag up and out and bring it round and have it go on the Velcro, so it's now nice and tight. So basically that's now my iPod Nano sitting on my arm above my left elbow, and I'm now ready to press play pause to play my music with my Bluetooth headphones. And of course, to take it off, you just pull the Velcro strap off and pull the armband out a little bit and then slide it off your arm. Now, the only thing I don't like about this particular armband for the Nano as opposed to the armband for the iPhone, if you're not careful, that tag just slides straight out of the D-ring, whereas on the armband for the iPhone, it doesn't. The tag's actually a lot thicker, so it stays in the little connector on the side of the pouch where the iPhone itself is. So from that point of view, it's a little bit safer. You're not prone to sort of let things go and drop. Okay, so that's the armband for the iPod Nano. As I said, they're both fairly similar armbands. So I'm just going to put this one down the table for the moment. Okay, now here's the iPhone one. So same deal again. You've got the pouch with the plastic screen on top, which goes over your touchscreen of your iPhone. In this case, it's my iPhone 6S to, of course, use gestures on your iPhone. And I must say, on both of them, I can use VoiceOver without any problem. So on one end of this one, rather than just having a flap that just sits over the end of it, it's actually connected via Velcro. So it's a much more secure flap than the flap you've got for the iPod Nano. And the same deal again. So I've got the flap that you open to put in the iPhone on the left-hand side. So on the right-hand side towards the bottom, it's actually the hole for the headphone jack. And of course, that's underneath, closest to your arm again. And then closest to me, I've got the D-ring connector, which has currently got the strap around your arm through it. But the nice thing about that is if I just take the Velcro off the band and try and pull it back through like this, okay, it's going to stop. Okay, if I really wanted to, I could actually squeeze and shove, like I'm doing now, the end of that strap through the D-ring, and I've just taken it off now. But you really have to push it through. So I'm going to push it back on again. It goes back on again. The actual tag that goes through the D-ring, it's actually got a long raised area, and that sort of stops it sliding back through that D-ring. So again, as with the strap on the iPod Nano armband, you've got the water-resistant material, and the perforations in the armband are much larger than the perforations that I've got on the iPod Nano strap. As with the other strap, you've got the soft material on one side, and you've got the Velcro on the other side where the strap wraps around to connect itself to your arm. So with this one, I can just let the strap go and it'll just hang by itself. I'm just going to pull that flap open again because it's closed again on the Velcro. And I'm going to grab my iPhone here, iPhone 6S. And basically it's the same orientation as I have on my iPod Nano. Because with the new iPhones, of course, we've now got the headphone jack at the bottom. So my home button will be to the right as I'm sliding it into the actual armband itself. So popping it in now, sliding it in, and then putting the Velcro up and around for the flap, and it's on the Velcro now. So my headphone jack is now nice and accessible on, if I'm holding with the D-ring closest to me and the strap further away from me, on the bottom right-hand side, that's where the headphone jack is. And as I said with the iPod Nano, I don't use headphones. I use my Bluetooth headphones. So I find this a little bit easier to put on because I don't have to hold the end of the strap through the D-ring to have it flip back out on me and lose the strap around my arm. So I can just pop this on my arm, up and around past my elbow, and then pulling the little tag up and just have it come off the Velcro a bit and bring it around, and there it is attached to my arm. Because the iPhone's a lot longer than the actual iPod Nano, I've got to remember to put it up further on my arm so that it's not actually interfering with my elbow too much, depending on where you have it positioned on your arm. But because both straps are made of that water-resistant, flexible material, it actually stretches. So if I pull it tighter again, it actually flexes quite enough to give you a nice, comfortable, but not a tight fit. And of course, to take it off, I just pull the tag up and away from the actual Velcro strap and let it go, and then slide it off my arm, then it's off again. And then as with the iPod Nano 7th generation arm sports band, underneath the pouch area, you've got a pocket, of course, and this pocket's a bit bigger. So you've definitely got enough room in there for a key or a credit card. In this case, it's a much bigger pouch. In summary, both of the armbands are practically exactly the same. The only major differences are the perforations on the iPhone band are much larger than the ones on the iPod Nano armband. The pocket on the Nano that's underneath the pouch is a lot smaller on the Nano as opposed to the iPhone. The strap can just pull out of the D-ring on the iPod Nano armband. Then finally, on the iPhone arm sports band, you've got the Velcro for the flap that goes over the end of the iPhone versus just a flap with no Velcro on the iPod Nano sports armband. And of course, you can also get these armbands in multiple colors as well when you order them. So in Australian dollars, when I bought the iPhone 6S arm sports band, that cost me $49 Australian, and the iPod Nano arm sports band, that cost me $29. And as I said during the demonstration, I don't like using these in-case armbands for either the Nano or the iPhone with wired connected headphones. I much prefer to use them with my Bluetooth headset, either for the Nano or the iPhone. particularly when I'm doing things like washing the car, doing the gardening, etc. I've got my iPhone or Nano safely out of the way on my upper arm, and of course using both systems with my Bluetooth headset. So that completes the demo. I just thought it would be handy just doing a bit of a brief description and demo of both the in-case arm sports bands for the iPod Nano 7th generation, and in my case, the iPhone 6S. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.